Welcome to the KLMJ Midday Program. Midday is a segment that airs each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at this time on 104.9 KLMJ and features news and information from our area extension offices. Midday is proudly aired as a public service of KLMJ FM.
This afternoon on the Extension Report, we are joined by ISU Extension Farm Management Specialist Eric Weave. We're going to be talking about, Eric says, the 2026 cash rent survey has just been released by ISU Extension, so that will be the focal point for today. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Eric, can you just kind of elaborate what's been released here in the last week or so about this cash rent survey?
Yes, so a lot of landowners, producers, people in the industry every year, about mid-May, the farm management team does release our cash rent survey for the state. We've released that annually, I think, since 1994, right? And so what that does is serve as a good target as landowners, producers, and everyone in the industry start looking at. Later this summer, we'll be looking to talk about updating lease arrangements and things like that going into 2027. And so gives us a good indication and a picture of what trends are in lease values and what rents are bringing out there for the area, right? And so always like to point out that there's about 1,400 people statewide, a lot of landowners, farmers, bankers, professional farm managers, all involved in that survey and do a phenomenal job capturing the landscape out there. And so we released that just off last week, and so that is available on Ag Decision Maker now. And so some interesting results that we saw statewide was down about a dollar. So we were down slightly from 2025. A lot of us were probably expecting that, right? I know there might have been some hope last year during negotiations because of economics and the current input prices and everything that rents might have been lowered a little bit more, but by and large, obviously, that was not the case. There in Franklin County specifically, the average cash rent dropped a little more, down $5 an acre. So last year we were at $293 an acre on average, and then this year our survey came in at $288. A lot of factors on a county-by-county basis, statewide average, go into that. If you take a deep dive into that report, it breaks it into higher quality ground, average quality ground, lower quality ground, that type of thing. But county averages are at least a good starting point to see what land and the direction that rents tend to be trending. And so pretty flat to down slightly from a year ago, which is about the same story we had last year, right? Rents really haven't come down all that much in the last several years, even though commodity prices have kind of reset from where they reached some highs 3-4 years ago.
I was going to say, here in North Central Iowa, Eric, is it still good to be a landowner? I mean, I know he said rent took a slight dip, but is it still good to be a landowner in 2026?
I would say it is, right? I'm a big fan. Always land is a solid investment. Certainly people, there are other investment opportunities that can net larger annual returns. However, as I always like to say, land is a solid investment because it will always be there, right? Certainly over people's lifetimes, we've invested in stocks and mutual funds that haven't necessarily performed like they would. And occasionally companies go out of existence and those stocks evaporate overnight. Land is always there. It certainly changes in value, but it is there. And the other thing that some people may or may not account for that is the appreciation over time, right? Land, even in the last 20 years, has appreciated significantly. Sometimes there's only one way to capture that appreciation, and a lot of people that do invest in land don't always like to sell it to capture that appreciation. But I personally still view it as a solid investment for a lot of reasons.
All right. Then finally, for the last topic for today, obviously over the weekend, a lot of Iowa saw a lot of severe weather, whether that was Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, and even Monday night, though Monday night stayed further south of our listening area. But regardless, some parts of our broadcast area received some decent-sized hail, whether that was tennis ball, golf ball-sized hail. And for those plants, the crops, I should say, coming out of the ground, that could be kind of Obviously, that can be very bad for that when it's first popping out of the ground. So there are some resources available that people can find if they do have some damage as a result of hail here, Eric.
Yes, and so I would like to say it was nice to get some of that needed rain. The frozen kind in the form of hail certainly was not needed. But like you mentioned, we are hearing different size reports in some surrounding counties. I just want to remind listeners that Angie Reekins, the area agronomist for Franklin County and surrounding areas, is a phenomenal resource for that. She has a couple great resources in her latest newsletter available through the ISU Extension store on hail considerations for corn as well as hail considerations for soybeans, right? For the most part, corn probably is not going to be impacted all that much. Most likely, the growing point was still below the ground and protected. So even if the tissue on top of the surface received hail, likely that corn will continue. Soybeans, a little bit different story. We're in a delicate time in the growing stage for soybeans where they could have been impacted. And so always best to wait a few days, let the plants recover if they're potentially going to, but then certainly reach out to Angie or her team or other trusted crop consultants out there to do a good stand evaluation. We're still pretty close to that ideal planting window that if we do need to replant soybeans, you might still have an opportunity to do that. But I wouldn't say jump the gun either until we have a good evaluation of plant stands and a good picture of what that damage may be for there. And so I would just encourage listeners to reach out to the agronomy team and those trusted agronomic advisors that listeners may have.
Yeah, so check that out. If you did receive hail over this past several days as relates to severe weather impacting north central Iowa especially. And Eric, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that is Eric Weave on today's Extension Report.